Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new sex toy review. Today's product is the 7 thrusting and vibrating modes male sex toy male masturbators from Sohemi. But I got to read this. So underneath the name, it has like this little sub headline, and it says, "Do not worry about this men's sex toy is too short for your penis anymore, even if you have a big cock or penis." What does it mean? Who knows? Anyway, so this is the toy. It's kind of a thrusting toy, but it doesn't simulate sex. It simulates kind of like a glory hole, because you can put your dick through it and the thrusting happens inside the toy. So it's not like, I've seen toys where the insert kind of comes out like this, but those usually are for like hands-free devices. This one, it's designed to be held like a pocket pussy or a fleshlight, and the thrusting happens inside the toy. It's fine. It's just something, it's different. Now, it has a white shell. It's hard plastic. It has like a kind of this kind of swirly texture. This helps you grip it. You know, it gives you something to hold on to. So this isn't just there for show. It actually is for you to not lose your grip. This blue strip does absolutely nothing. It's not a window into the toy. It's not like, it doesn't glow, it doesn't light up, it does nothing. It's literally just reflective blue plastic, and it does nothing. Okay, so here are the 3 buttons. There's a power button. There is a plus minus button, which cycles through the different modes. And then the lightning button is like your climax button. So when you want the toy on its most intense settings, you hit the lightning button. Now, what I did find interesting, you don't have to hold it down. A lot of times the lightning button or the orgasm button or whatever you want to call it, you have to hold it down. This one, you just click it. You can click it on and off. And I like that. There are 2 ports at the top. One of them is for it. For the power outlet, and one of them is for headphones. So here is the power outlet. It's USB powered as usual. So here is the outlet, and we'll just plug it in just to show you what it looks like. All right, and you can see the buttons light up. They kind of what's the word I'm looking for? They kind of pulse. They pulse to let you know that the toy is charging. But that's about it. All right, now when you're using the toy, you can put earbuds or headphones into this port. The sound effects aren't worth really discussing. They're the exact same sound effect that I've seen in other toys in the past. Literally the exact same one. So they're clearly using the same chip for a lot of these toys. It's fine. It's highly compressed. The quality isn't very good. It kind of sounds like it's like listening to porn on the Sega Genesis or something, you know, like the compressed audio. Like, you could do voices on the Genesis. They just were highly compressed and, you know, distorted. And that's kind of the feeling I get. You're better off if you need sound effects. Just put on like an ASMR or a porn of a girl masturbating or something, and just put on headphones for that. Don't put headphones into this. It's there if you want to use it, but I never really care about the sound effects for these toys. Anyway, all right. So the cap comes off like this. This is what the insert looks like. It has a generic hole. It's very roomy. You know, like the sub headline says, if you have a big cock or penis, this is a very roomy, it's not like snug or anything. It's nice and roomy. All right, so you see that? Now, this may look like something it's not. I'll explain what this is. The inside is going in and out, and it's squishing part of the insert. So like I said, it's going to be hard for me to show you this, but I will show you this. So when you first turn it on, it has kind of a jittery, it kind of stuttering thrust. And then you hit the plus sign and it jitters slightly less. And then on the 3rd push, it's a nice, smooth, steady thrust. And then it kind of has like the pause and thrust like this. And those are all the settings. So basically, there's only 1 speed for this. And you can have like a jittery thrust, or you can have like a pause and thrust, or just have a smooth thrust. And then if you hit the lightning button, this is its top speed. All right, so that's the top speed. Now again, it'll be hard for me to show you what this does without taking the insert out. So let's take the insert out. It's very easy to clean. This insert comes out. You see there's a lip there. And then this part of the insert comes out. Now, inside, you'll notice there is a little plastic kind of cage, and that's where the bottom part of this insert sits. And there's a bullet vibrator that is fused to the cage, and it just sits alongside the insert. So you put this part of the insert down into the cage, and then you put this insert around this lip. So when this toy is being used, this middle part is being compressed, because the cage is holding this part of the insert, and it's going up and down like this, and then the bullet vibrator is vibrating next to it. So that's why it looked the way it did. It's because this middle part is being compressed. Now, some toys have separate inserts. There's like one for the cap, and there's one for the cage, and there isn't this middle part. Now, the upside of not having a middle part is you don't get this weird compression. The downside is fluids can get out, because there's a gap between the cap and the cage, and fluids can leak down. Then you got to worry about breaking the toy with fluids getting into it, and that's why they do this. So that's how this toy works. It just kind of it goes up and down like this, and it does that. And okay, and you can see it actually very clearly if I take the cage out and turn it on. All right, so here is the first one, and you can see it just kind of now, you cannot control the thrust and the vibrator. They both go together. So it's always thrusting and vibrating at the same time. But here's the first setting. As you can see, it's kind of jittery when we turn it up. All right, so then it's less jittery. And then here it's smooth. Smooth and fast. It's pretty powerful. Here, I'll put it down. You'll see how powerful it is. See how it's going? So it's pretty powerful, and there you go. That's about all there is to it. Let me hit the lightning button to show you its maximum settings. And that's it. It's going, here, I'll show you. It's doing its thing. All right, and that's about it. That's literally the whole toy. So cleanup is pretty easy, like I said. It's all one piece. And once you're finished cleaning it, it's pretty easy to get this back onto the lip. I can even do it with the gloves on. And, maybe I spoke too soon. There you go. And then you turn it, again, I'll turn it on just to show you. Here, I'll turn the lighting. See? That's all it is. All right. Okay, so this toy is pretty good. It doesn't have a lot of features. It just has the thrusting and the vibrations. You can't really feel the vibrations, despite what Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch tried to mislead us with. So it's fine. It's a fine toy. It's not realistic. The biggest problem I have with these kind of compression toys like this is, while having this middle part makes cleanup easier, this isn't how sex feels. You know, when you're having sex with someone, their vagina isn't like thrusting on you from the inside, and there's this weird kind of compression happening. That's not how anything works. So this doesn't feel natural. It doesn't feel authentic, but it doesn't feel bad. It feels like you're getting a hand job through a glory hole. Like, imagine this being like a glory hole, and then on the other side of the glory hole, you're getting like a hand job. That's what it feels closest to. So it's fine, especially for the price. Now, I don't know how long this price is going to stay this way. So right now, it's 44% off. This is normally $112. It's on sale for $62.99. I have a 15% off coupon code. That lowers it probably closer to, you know, like $50. For a $50 toy, this is pretty good. This is probably like, for $50, I'd say this is a good deal. For $62, I'd say it was a fair deal. For $112.99, which is the MSRP, I wouldn't recommend this. So it really, the toy didn't change, it's just the price point changed. For a $100+ toy, you could do far better than this. For a $50 to $100 toy, that's where this fits. This is a decent $50 to $100 toy. Very good construction, very solid. I didn't have a problem with anything. Everything worked exactly as expected. So very solid, well-built toy. I'd say it's worth $50 to $100. So if you don't use my coupon code and you just get it while it's on sale for the holidays, then you'll save enough money. You'll get a fair deal. But if you have my coupon code, then you push it to somewhere closer to $50. This is a good deal. So it's, again, it doesn't feel like sex or a blowjob. It's just kind of its own thing. It just feels like a glory hole hand job, if you really want to put a pin on it, and like, what type of activity is this simulating? So there you go. But yeah, it's a good toy, especially for the price. Very cheap. Very cheap. And you know what? How much can you say that about these days with inflation and whatnot? Like, how many things are actually cheap right now? So anyway, that's about it. Good recommend for the price. If you get it with my coupon code, if you miss the sale, if the price goes back to like $100 or so, then I'd say it'd be a fair deal. But you really want to get it now before the price goes back up. And I think my coupon code is good for the whole site. So it looks like Sohemi's having a holiday sale. If you don't like this toy, check out their selection of other toys. You might find something else you like, which is already on sale. And my 15% coupon code will work for that as well. So make sure you check that out and get these before they return to their normal price. Anyway, thank you, Sohemi, for sending me this toy. Thank you for watching. Remember to use my coupon code. Check out the Sohemi website. This is Turd Flingy Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.